If you're looking to start a conversation with a stranger in Texas, a few suggestions.
Ugh, this weather.
How about them Rockets, huh?
Or the surefire.
Ugh, property taxes. Am I right?
That'll get anyone talking. Like this week's question asker, Angela Greca. She works with bilingual students at Richardson ISD and has two kids in the school district. Every year, Angela's property taxes go up.
But the amount that the state spends per student has not. Why? Kids come first.
Why doesn't the state spend more? The simple answer is they're just following the formula.
So it's almost like things are frozen in time.
Chandra Villanueva is with the Center for Public Policy Priorities in Austin.
Our school finance formulas aren't adjusted for things like inflation or rising property values across the state.
And over time, according to State Representative Dan Huberty,
as property growth has continued to increase, our share of the revenue has gone down. Basically, what we've done is we've shifted the cost for funding of education from the state to the locals.
That's why school districts, even the ones that generate a lot of property tax revenue, are struggling. Which takes us to Podies, a barbecue joint in Pecos, Texas, population 8,000. Local Superintendent Jim Haley says Pecos has some of the state's best barbecue. Other claims to fame? The Pecos cantaloupe, the world's first rodeo, and oil. Lots of it.
The main industries now are the petroleum industry and all the related service companies, trucking companies, water companies.
In the eyes of Texas lawmakers, Haley's district of 2,500 students is property wealthy. That means the amount of property tax revenue the district brings in per student is above average. And that's largely thanks to the oil and gas reserves that the district sits on, literally. They're being drilled out from directly beneath the high school campus.
Yeah, it seems contradictory, but even though we are property rich and there's a lot of oil and gas money being made, not all the families are plugged into that in any way. We have about 65% of our families that are on free and reduced lunch, meaning they're close to the poverty level.
That brings us to recapture. Pecos keeps less than half of their property tax revenue for schools in the district. The rest is absorbed by the state and redistributed to property-poor districts. This is how Texas tries to keep school funding fair. And some parents have a hard time seeing it like that.
As a teacher and a parent and a taxpayer, it's frustrating when all that money is taken out for your child and then it's not used for children in the district.
Stacy Folks is a special ed teacher and parent of two at Pecos ISD. She and her coworkers are wearing shirts they designed online that say Straight Out of Room 29, a nod to the NWA album, and the room where their third graders come for extra help. They're used to spending money out of pocket for school supplies, even for basic classroom needs.
If you see a teacher at Walmart, you know they're probably not shopping for their family.
With the current funding formula, even property-rich Pecos ISD is operating at an almost $3 million deficit. Next year, they'll eliminate 17 teaching positions from the budget, which means increased class sizes. All this has parents and teachers not too happy about the whole recapture thing.
Districts are, you know, writing a check to the state. They see exactly how much they're paying in recapture.
But Chandra Villanueva from the Center for Public Policy Priorities says upping how much the state spends is the real solution.
It's harder for parents and districts to say, well, if this part of the formula was changed, you know, we'd be in a better position.
Superintendent Haley is optimistic. He says this session, lawmakers seem serious about making that formula change. Representative Huberty, who we heard from earlier, sponsored a massive education funding overhaul that passed the House last month. If Huberty's bill makes it to the governor's desk, it would provide Texas public schools with an extra $1.6 billion. It's one of several bills being considered this session, aimed at simplifying and modernizing how Texas funds its schools. In Pecos, I'm Sally Beauvais.